Instead, science suggests that the most effective ways to build teams is to involve deep one-on-one conversations designed to get people out of their comfort zones. Now, this morning we're joined by Dr. Peter Mattis. He's the senior lecturer at the University of Sydney to talk to us more about these findings. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for inviting me. Good morning.
Now, what is psychological safety and why is it so crucial for team building?
Well, psychological safety is the feeling that you can be you. That's the simplest definition, that you can express yourself and that you don't have to worry about telling your colleagues when you do something that might eventually be a problem down the line. So we need these feelings in the team, because if you don't perform well and you need to hide it from others, then this problem might escalate and become a much bigger problem down the line.
Mm.
Also, it is really important for innovativeness of the team, so that you're not worried to share your ideas because someone might shut you down and tell you that that's stupid.
Mm, it's all about creating that safe space for everyone.
It is indeed.
Now, the traditional kind of approach to team building is to take everyone out of the office for a day and make them do ridiculous activities. But you have kind of suggested that a method called the 36 questions method is more effective in helping to facilitate team building. Tell us a little bit about this method and how it works.
Well, first of all, we're not saying that all of the traditional team building is a waste of time. We haven't really compared all the different types of team building exercises that are out there. But what we're saying is that if you take a large group of people, you know, and just ask them to do something funny like that, what probably happens, and that is at least our personal experience, we've done this research with Dr. Julian Pollack at the University of Sydney. What we do typically when we get invited to these kind of events is that we just hang out with our friends. And that's the thing, that typically when these things are, or when people are led to do, you know, what they're naturally doing, is that, it, of course, we tend to gravitate towards the people that we already know. And maybe we strengthen relationship that is already sufficiently strong for work. So the main innovation in our approach, and it's combination of a couple of things that already existed in their respective fields, but we brought them together. And so this 36 question part, it's a method, a tool that has been in psychological sciences since 1990s, and it builds on the theory that if you self-disclose more information about you, there is likelihood that if it's done in the right manner, that you increase interpersonal closeness with the other person. And this is not the only method that is out there, but the innovation that we brought to the table is that we combined it with social network analysis. And the main principle is that every group, every team is underpinned by interpersonal relationships between pairs of people. And some of these are just too weak for the team to function effectively. When that happens, if some relationship for some reason is too weak, crucial information may not get from one side to the team to all of the members. And so what we did is we map these relationships, and then we can just focus on these relationships that may be critical for functioning of the team, but for some reason haven't had the time to develop to be sufficiently strong for the team to function as one cohesive group.
Well, so it isn't about asking every single person in your team these 36 questions. It's about targeting those key relationships.
Exactly. And
wow.
Actually, no one really asks these questions to the members of the team. The point is about identifying the teams or the pairs of team members that feel like for some reason they haven't had the time or the chance to understand the other person in the team well enough to be able to work with them comfortably and efficiently, and then give them the opportunity to talk to each other about personal things or about things that make them know each other. It is not just small talk.
Mm.
And you know, start seeing the other person really as a person that you can trust, that you have the psychological safety with, and which improves work collaboration in the long term.
What sort of questions are included in these 36 in this method?
So these 36 questions are split into three sets of 12 questions. And the first set is really starting, you know, just as a warm up. And it's questions such as if you were to invite anyone in the world or in history to a dinner party, who would you pick? That's the first question. And again, I would like to emphasize that no one listens to the two people when they're asking these questions to each other. Yeah? So it's not like management sitting there. It's like, I want to know who would this person invite for dinner. No, so these are just, you know, just kind of a frameworks to make it less awkward for two people who want to get to know each other and would, of course, find it unnatural to just, you know, go to the other person at their hot desk or in the kitchen at them. Start telling them, you know what, I really miss my ex-boyfriend or anything
yeah,
like
wow.
that. So, so this is, you know, these set of questions are designed to create sort of safe space where people can come and have these topics that they can follow, but they don't have to. And so that's the first set. And the second step gets a little bit more sensitive and more private. And the reason for that is that research has shown that small talk doesn't really develop this sense of psychological safety and this sense of personal closeness, like when you start really disclosing something that you wouldn't just broadcast anywhere. Mm. And the important part is that it's not you who's sharing, or what our research has found is that when you hear the other person disclosing things that require some trust to you, you start feeling closer to them. Mm. So there is this important component of reciprocity. It cannot be just one-sided, you telling everyone your personal private details and everyone sort of, you know, being a bit awkward.
Yeah, and just knowing everything about you and you only.
Yeah, so that wouldn't work, yeah.
Wow, it's so so interesting, and I'm sure there will be a lot of bosses on Monday who will be trying to implement this one. Peter, unfortunately, we have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.